Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I'm not sure about Gascon, but for the four that are always here, myself, Rob G, and Alex, there is no doubt, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, no one is more touched by what we're watching on TV than Rob Parker. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Alex, of course, couldn't care less.
No, but I talked to Alex. I did. Didn't I say something to you, Alex?
You did, actually, Rob.
And I said something to Rob G as soon as I talked to him. And
what'd
I said something to Chris.
Just about
how touched I am by this and how in awe I am. This is a movie that's 30-some-odd years old.
You said 1989, right?
Right. But it just connects with me. It was a great movie. I still remember it. It wasn't just a baseball movie. It was about a relationship with, you know, your dad and playing catch and having, you know, like a bond with them. And there's just a lot of stuff in this movie. But to recreate this and bring this to a venue like this, 8,000 fans in the middle of Iowa, Chris, where is this, Eastern Iowa or whatever?
Iowa, I'm not sure what part that's in.
But Kevin Costner, who's going to throw out the first ceremonial pitch, and just you know, here we are in mid-August. It's not a lot going on. Everybody's kind of focused on this. And there are a lot of young people who never saw the movie. Like I said, if you're young, you never saw it. You should watch the movie. It really is a good movie. And they pulled this off. I didn't know that they could, but I feel a certain kind of way for it. This touches me. This is why I'm such a baseball fan. It really is.
Rob, are you about to cry?
No, I'm not. but I'm a little...
I'm
a little emotional because, you know, Chris, you love basketball. You played football, whatever. Everybody has their thing. And for me, you know, nobody loves baseball more than I do. I'm dead serious when I say that. I really love the game. I watch it every night. I love the game. It's not even close. I love all sports, but right. Baseball is my wife, and all the other sports are my girlfriends. But
look at you.
I'm playing on the side. I know. Chris is like, "Whoa, shouldn't
baseball
you be married
way
to
too
your
happy
wife?"
About that,
yes, Big Daddy. But man, this is just a great scene. That I don't know what else to say. I would love to be there. If I could not be on the show tonight, Chris, and could be there in a press box, be down on the field before the game, take this in, I would love to.
Yeah, and it's great, man. And I of course saw the movie. I liked it. I remember enjoying it, but I gotta be honest, I don't remember much about it. It was so long ago when I saw it when it was out in theaters. And, you know, I vaguely remember various parts of it. Of course, I know about the main storyline.
Right.
But.
And you know the line, the famous, if you build it, they will come.
Right,
you know,
right,
like, you
right.
remember that? That was the whole thing.
That
they
was the
built
whole thing,
this,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was a very good movie. And this is great, man. Great idea by Major League Baseball. It, like I said, it's kind of like watching the best players in the world play in a little league game almost.
Right.
Because it looks like a, right? It looks like a,
it looks like Williamsport.
Look like a minor league.
You know, I mean, Williamsport, Chris.
Single
right.
A? Is single yeah. A like that? Because obviously Triple A is much bigger.
There's only 8,000 seats. Tickets
yeah.
are going for how much, Rob G? $900, $1,000?
What's the hottest ticket? What is that, Rob G? What's the cost?
Average price, $1,176. Oh, the most expensive regular season baseball game since 2009.
But it makes total sense. I mean, there's only 8,000 seats.
Yep.
You know, so it's great, man. Especially, like I said, Iowa, where they don't have a professional team. I did used to go watch the Iowa Cubs.
Oh, did you?
I think it was a Triple-A, yeah, Triple-A or Double-A team. Yeah, I went to several of their games. But... This is awesome, and I bet the players are a bit choked up too.
Oh, I think to be able to be a part of it.
It takes you back to
right.
your roots, right? Like when you started playing. That's what it was like. And so it's great, man. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and I don't know, Chris, can you do this every year? I think they'll do well, have like some really big TV ratings, obviously. But I don't know how special it is, like, to do it once. You know what I mean? Like, if you keep doing it. And I think in our pre-show meeting, Rob G brought up the outdoor hockey events that they do usually near the first of the year, Chris, outside.
Right.
And I think they were big and huge. I know people went. At Michigan Stadium, Chris, they had 100,000 people go see the Wings and another team play outside. You know, in January in Michigan, it was 22 degrees and people were frostbitten. You know what I mean? But they right. wanted to go and I don't know how big those things were, huge when they first started. I'm sure they still get great crowds, but I don't know if the magic has kind of worn off. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, it's going to wear off.
Right.
Know?
So I don't
I mean,
know if you always want to do it. That's my question.
I would do it every year. And I would, you know, you can rotate teams. You can make it a big game. This happens to be a big game with, you know, Chicago's playing great baseball.
And the Yankees are alive, right.
Hot, right. Yep. And so I think you should do it every year. Why not?
And they
right?
got
why not?
They got the throwback uniforms. And remember, yep. in the thing, Shoeless Joe Jackson, right?
Which played, was interesting.
Now, played for the White Sox.
Why did they make it Shoeless Joe? Because obviously he's embroiled in controversy, you know, from the point of the
right
scandal.
Being point paid off, right? Yeah. Even though he hit over 300 in that series, but
right.
I think he took the money. You know what
but
I mean?
But it's interesting that they used him in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Is it because of the proximity, Chris, of Chicago and Iowa, right? Chicago's
well,
not that far.
Well, I do know when I was in Iowa that the Cubs, I mean, I'm sure there were some
the
white
Cubs have
Sox
minor
fans
leagues,
too.
Right.
But yeah, it was bigger, the Cubs. As I said, it was the Iowa Cubs.
Right.
It was the minor league team. But the Cubs were the team that most people rooted for.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, I yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. That's a good question. But I do think, Rob, you should do it every year. I mean, like I said, what I see no downside. And you're right. Every year is not going to be, you know, this is it. I mean, nothing's going to be as big as this. All right, but it still will be a fun experience. I'm sure the players and the teams will like it. It breaks up a little bit of the monotony, right, from the regular season. And so I think they should do it every year.
And, of course, I get a text from one of my friends who's a baseball fan in Detroit, Anthony Jackson, who says, Field of Dreams movie overrated. Thanks, Buzzkill, Anthony.
Wow.
But he did say the field looks good, the scene is beautiful, and he said to me, wipe your eyes. And I said, hey, overrated? I don't know if that movie was overrated, but if you're watching or you're not watching, he is right, Chris. The scenery and the field look great, right? Just the backdrop, everything.
And I'm wondering, and I'm honest about this. Is this in you? Like, it looks great right now. The way they walked out, you know, in tribute to the movie, that looks great. Is the game going to look like by inning four, we're going to be like, okay, they should be on a big league field? Or is it going to wear off, or is it going to be cool the entire game? You know what I'm saying? Or will it even kind of, because of the camera angles and everything, will it begin to look like a regular game? You know?
Yeah. No, that's a good question. That's a real good question. Look at it. They got the plane flying over as well, everything.
Let me ask you this. Do you think I said it yesterday on this show. I said it on First Things First. This is like a heavyweight championship fight, or not heavyweight, but just boxing championship fight,
right,
in a schoolyard. It is an NBA game at Rucker Park. What other sport, or you may think there is no sport, could, you know, do something outside? We know hockey does it. That could match this.
Yeah,
I mean, I think basketball. I don't think football, for some reason, if you played a football game at, say, a high school stadium or something like that. Where,
yeah.
You know, maybe eight. I don't think it will have the same sentimentality or impact.
Yeah,
I think
I
a agree. Basketball game
I think
at
basketball,
Rucker Park,
Chris, I think that could be the NBA, if they're listening, right? You know, they take notes from our show anyway, but if they're listening, they could put a floor down and do an NBA game at Rucker Park. I mean, in Manhattan – it would be incredible, Chris.
Right.
That might be a scene, you know, where you only have the bleachers and how many people, maybe less than 1,000 people could actually be sitting there, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
And then
you have people in the trees and in the apartment buildings nearby on the bridges,
right.
You know what I mean? Watching. So I do think
basketball
could do
might be able
like
to pull
this.
It off on something like that. That is a good idea. But there's something about baseball, and I think you did hit it right about major leaguers playing in like a little league field. That's
right.
Like that's back to your childhood. I think everybody can relate to that. You know, like it's still a kid's game. They always said that. You know, it's just we all did it as kids. We all tried to hit and catch the ball and run the bases or whatever it is. And now you have these gigantic athletes making a gazillion dollars, Chris. And now they're taken back to their roots. I bet you it's really special for those guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we had Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, on yesterday. He now does a radio show in Houston. And very plugged in there, particularly with the football scene with the Texans. And Rob, when we were talking with him yesterday about the Deshaun Watson situation, Sean dropped some very big news. And what he said was that Deshaun Watson does not want to play this year for the Texans. We know he wants to be traded. But he's saying that Deshaun Watson is like the third or fourth string quarterback right now. Obviously not because that's his ability, but because he doesn't want to play. even to the point, Rob, where if he has not put on the commissioner's exempt list, Salisbury said Deshaun doesn't want to play and may not play even if he's on, if he's not off the exempt list and he's allowed to play. Here's Salisbury.
Came to him right now and said, dude, we want you to play. There's no restrictions. He'd say no. See, he does not want the player. Everybody I've talked to close to the situation says, I said, you're telling me if David Culley went to him now and said, Deshaun, there's no restrictions. We want you to play here. From three different people said he'd still say no.
Now, Rob, both Yahoo's Charles Robinson and Fox's Jay Glazer have reported that the Texans hope to have Watson be their starting quarterback this year. Now, Salisbury conceded, Rob. He believes Deshaun Watson will never take another snap for the Houston Texans. And not because he's going to jail or whatever. We have no idea what's going to happen with his legal stuff. But he just feels like the team is going to be forced to trade him. And, Rob, my thing is this. First of all, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I actually want to get out there and play. I get it. You don't want to play for the Texans. But at this point, with the other things that are going on in his life, and who knows? Look, he's apparently seen some stuff with the Texans that really turn him off, right? He's done with them. The way the organization's run, maybe they weren't, you know, they lied to him or whatever. I don't know. But, Rob, if I'm in that situation personally and I got all of this other madness going on in my life, I'm just ready to play football. We've heard athletes say the field, the court, the diamond, it's a sanctuary. I can whatever else is going on, I can get out there for those 9 innings, those 60 minutes, those 48 minutes, and get away from it. And if I was Deshaun Watson, whatever thing, I mean, unless it was absolutely egregious, I'm not worried about that right now. They got a new coach. I'm willing to go in there and play football. And also, Rob, get people once again seeing me, even if it's only for football, but seeing me in a somewhat of a positive light. Doing what I do best. And I'll say this, Rob. I just don't see, like, if he's not willing to play, then he can't get paid. It's not like he's been benched. If they want you to be the starter or want you to play and you say no, then how do you get paid?
You don't. It's insubordination. You can be suspended without pay immediately. If you say, I'm not playing, or I'm not getting dressed, or I'm not taking the field, it's insubordination.
And even if you say, right. I'll get dressed, but I'm not playing, which apparently is what he's kind of doing.
If we tell you to take the field and you don't, right, you don't play, they can suspend them without pay. And then if you got to go to an arbitrator and say he's insubordinate. You know that. I mean, that's a case you can't win.
Because, Rob, apparently and reportedly, the only reason he showed up to camp was to avoid the $50,000 fines, which aren't – you can't get that money back anymore. I get that, but you really didn't show up to camp if you're there but not willing to play. That's not a loophole that I think you can get through. Okay, you showed up physically, but you're not here.
If you're not willing to play, then I think they would have the right to withhold or not pay you money.
Right.
Chris, you could come to the radio station or whatever, and if you sit in the other room and say, well, I'm here, I'm at the office, I'm in Sherman Oaks, but I'm not going on the mic with Rob.
Right.
Well, I mean, seriously, do you think you're going to get paid?
No. And what do you make of this? I mean, you've heard me talk about Watts. I just don't understand this.
I don't understand it either. I don't know what was so egregious that my God, he can't play. You know what I mean? For them, just go out, do your job. You could still make your point that I don't want to be here, and keep making that enough to the point where at some point they'll decide to move you, but you still got to perform. I mean, you could talk about whatever you want. Was Aaron Rodgers at training camp day one, Chris?
Right.
He was there. He's still not totally happy, but he's there. He's at practice with his teammates. He's playing. It's one or the other. Either you're retiring, Chris, retiring because you don't want to play there, and they hold on to your rights for the length of your contract, and after that's up, you can go play somewhere else, or you got to play ball. That's just how it is. That's why you signed the contract. You got to play ball.
He's 26 years old, Rob. They have his rights until he's 30. I mean, they don't have to trade him. Now, obviously, he's an asset. If he, you know, he gets through the legal issues, fine. He's able to play. There are no concerns about his future. He's an asset. So, yeah, you might want to just trade him and get something for him. But they don't have to do that. Like, is he willing to give up football? Obviously, Rob, I mean, you better get that money. It was a 4-year, $156 million deal. This is baffling to me. And I got to be honest, if I'm the Texans, and Sean said they're just trying to make it, they want to make it amicable. They don't want any problems, any issues, you know, all that. If I'm the Texans, I got to be honest, I'm tested. I'm like, look, Deshaun, first of all, Rob, I'm trying to get through to the league, which I'm sure they've been doing. What's going on here? Is he likely to get suspended? I get it. You don't have all the answers, but when do you think we'll get something? What's the timetable? All right, I'm trying to find that out. And then if it looks like he actually might be able to play through the season, then I'm going to him like Deshaun. Nothing's changed. We haven't traded you. You're our starting quarterback. We want you to play. And then to your point, Rob, if he doesn't, I mean, like you said, it's insubordination. You can't get this money. I come on, man.
You can't. Chris, if you don't perform your job, you know what I mean? You're not going to get paid. Otherwise, everybody could sign a contract and sit on the sideline and say, I'm not playing. Right?
Right. Right.
A boxer could sign a deal for a fight, Chris, show up to the arena, sit in his dressing room and say, but I'm not fighting. Where's my $5 million?
Right. That's a good analogy.
Right? That's exactly what it is.
Great analogy. Come on. This is bizarre. This is absolutely bizarre. And look, I just hope justice is served, right? I was going to say, I hope that, you know, he gets through this okay. And I'd love to see that, but who knows? Maybe
we just don't know.
Right.
And maybe the league will come down.
If they were abused and harassed, then justice should be served.
Exactly, Chris. You're not on anybody's side. You're on justice's side.
Right.
What happened? If they were violated, then the perpetrator should be punished.
Yep.
If they made up the story, then they should be punished, right?
Yep.
That's how I am.
I agree wholeheartedly.
One or the other. Like what's the truth here?
So to me, he's got to they need to put his feet to the fire. I'm not sure why they're allowing him right now to be the third string quarterback unless they've gotten word that something's coming down. And something's coming down soon.
That's the other thing too, Chris. I'm thinking, like, do they know something? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because
why else would you put up with this?
I agree. And like, they're like, go ahead, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter anyway because you're not going to get paid. Or you know what I mean? Or
yep.
Go
yep.
ahead.
Absolutely.
There's got to be something like that.
Yeah, well, it's a mess there in Houston. Their season, I mean, poor David Culley, Rob. they were bad last year. They're going to be bad again. Probably with or without Deshaun, but especially if he doesn't play. And so it is a tough situation for David Culley to be placed in, but It is what it is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jaguars of Jacksonville released their depth chart, their first depth chart this season. And Tim Tebow, we know he's getting a tryout with his old college coach, Urban Meyer. Tebow's 33 years old, trying out at a new position. We know he was a quarterback in college, one of the best, you know, college careers we've seen, even though he wasn't much of a passer. And then he failed in the NFL as a passer. Now he's getting the tryout as a tight end, and right now he's listed as fourth through sixth string. And let me explain that. They listed the top three, and then they listed three guys, three tight ends at number four. So we don't know if he's the fourth string, fifth string, or sixth string.
Right,
whatever
he could be
it
all
is,
the way at six, right.
Right. That's not a string you want to be pulling on. All right, and so what are your thoughts, Ron? I got some thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I think there were a lot of people who thought it was automatic. I think it's a situation where Urban Meyer has to be very careful that it doesn't look like you're hooking up your friend or somebody that you're cool with and that they didn't earn the job. You can lose a locker room like that when you put somebody on a team that doesn't deserve it. 34 years old, hadn't been in the league for 8 years or whatever it was. I just think that's a hard sell to try to be able to get a new position. And all these young – football is a young man's game, Chris. And all these young guys out there, and I'm not surprised that he's struggling, you know, and he's having issues strength-wise dealing with some of these younger, you know, bigger, stronger guys than him who's not long in the tooth. So I do not expect him to make the team. I don't. I know it all looks like it's a layup. He's from the area. He's got his coach there. What's the big deal? Put him on the roster. I think he had to impress. And I read one review from a coach, and it just wasn't that flattering. It wasn't flattering
it
enough
wasn't a,
for me.
Was it a coach on the staff?
I think it was a anonymous coach who evaluated him, and I think it wasn't good. But I think they showed him some stuff. I think I can't remember the story now, but I know it wasn't flattering. I have to look it up, Chris. But anyway, my point is I don't think you could fudge that. I think if for a new coach, even a storied coach like Urban Meyer from the college ranks, you got to be very careful not to cut somebody who other players feel earned their way on the team in favor of a friend.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. But I give him, and we talked about this last week on Undisputed, and I gave him a 70% chance of making the team. Now, I don't think he'll be good enough to make the team. Like, I don't think he'll earn it on his physical merits. As you said, he's 33 or 34 years old. He hadn't played in
either
10
that or
years.
He's going to be 34. Right. It's been 10 years.
And is playing a new position. And Urban Meyer has said in drills he's fine. He said it's when they get into the contact and you know, the competitive play 11 on 11 that he's struggling to catch the ball or to make plays as a tight end. Well, duh. I mean,
Chris, right?
I'm just like, he's a professional athlete. He's a great athlete. You know, I mean, relatively speaking, he can catch, okay? But can you catch in traffic? Can you catch with somebody about to clean your clock?
You're not going to be wide open, exactly.
Right.
It's the NFL.
It's just, yeah. And that, look, that would be difficult for really great players. And he's not a great NFL player. We all know that. Not even a good one. And so that's a lot to ask. But here's why I gave him a 70% chance to make the team, Rob. Because as I said, I don't think he'll be good enough to make it. But let's just keep it real. And this is not a shot at Tim Tebow. He's not good enough to be out there right now. There are very few people that could sit out of football for 10 years, go play baseball or whatever, some other sport, and then go and play another position and, like, hold your own. I mean, it's just he shouldn't be out there. But he is out there. And he is out there because Urban Meyer really wants to give him a shot. And that's why I think he might make it. I get what you said, and you're right about you don't want to lose the locker room by
putting somebody
on the
team. But you know
that.
You played on a
team.
You know when players know when a guy doesn't deserve it.
Right. And if he's abysmal, Rob, like if it's just this is ludicrous. Like he's dropping balls, he can't run patterns. You know, another home run, Brett Gardner to right as well, but can't run patterns. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a joke. Then you gotta let him walk, okay? But if he's all you know, okay, he's not special. He's not gonna play, but you know, he's all right. He's as good as this guy or whatever. See, I think he could make it because, Rob, they could put him on special teams.
A 34-year-old on special teams?
I think also Meyer is trying to build a culture. This is not about just building a team for 1 year to win games.
Chris,
this
make is him about an assistant coach. Make him an assistant
coach. Well, but it's a little different to be a player. And all and this is an if, because I don't know what he's looking like. But we know his whole reputation is great work ethic, great, you know, spirit about him.
Contagious spirit.
Right. No, I get it. But a lot of guys in the NFL can't really play by what the standards we judge them by, you know, as far as being out there on the field as a starter and doing work. But all those things, that those intangibles that he brings to a locker room, if Urban Meyer thinks he can do that, then he could keep him on the team for that to help change the culture. And I don't know, but are players gravitating to him? You know, do players like him? Are younger players looking at him as a leader? Has he vibed with Trevor Lawrence? I mean, all of that is possible. And I'm saying, if things like that are happening, if he's encouraging other guys, if he's getting the starters to feel a little bit better and a little bit more charged up, then I think those are things that could get him on this team.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. I got it.
No, it was good, but I just think for a first year NFL coach, remember what you did in college, Chris, doesn't always transfer over. And you got to be careful. You just don't. He's already. How many missteps has he had?
Well, he tried to hire that strength and conditioning coach.
That was a bad misstep, Chris. And the players let him know straight, right? Like, dude, he ain't going to be our strength and conditioning coach.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.